So it was, that was most important to the young people when I, as I was growing up. But before that, and this is early on, now this was in my, when I was about 14, but the period before that, it was still very small because we were in a country, we lived in a country, and there were very few adults able to take the time to help us with some of the things we wanted to do, like travel, take trips. And that was a desire of my heart as I grew up, that, you know, I would work with young people and try to show them another way of life, that just the things happening in Roswell was not the end, that there was something beyond the Chattahoochee. So that was a dream of mine, because my dad had that dream, and he made sure that even with a fifth grade education and a sharecropper and a handyman type job, he afforded himself to a lot of travel, Canada, San Francisco, all these different areas, just going with church organizations, conventions, state conventions, national conventions, and this sort of thing. And he was very active in that way. And so he encouraged me as a child to look beyond Roswell, to every chance I got, I was moving on, as they said. But it all started as a core from the church, encouraging. The church would sometimes pay for our transportation to go to the conventions, and therefore we would go and we would bring back information to the other young people and encourage them maybe the next year add a couple of more and get the information out that way. So the church was actually the core in the background and the supporter of a lot of the youthful activities. It now, I'm not sure if we do as much of that as we did in my earlier age. They taught us to stand up before a group and be able to speak eye to eye. I mean, they taught us that, you know, there wasn't anything we couldn't do with God's help. that was just it. And even in the heart of, you know, segregation, that was our solace. They gave us self-worth and encouraged us. But we don't do as much encouraging, I don't think, for our children, because they are still facing a lot of difficulty. But back then, your Sunday school teacher was right there with you. And if you had a concern, you could talk to that Sunday school teacher about that concern. And if she or he knew a way of helping you through that problem, I mean, you got it. That was it. I don't think we do as much of that one-on-one, that personal close contact. It was nothing to spend a Sunday afternoon at Mother Beulah's place.